From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. One of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombing nearly 2 years ago took the stand today in the trial of Jahar Tsarnaev. Jeff Bowman became the symbol of the wounded when a photo of him being wheeled to medical help, appearing ashen gray with his legs severely injured, was seen around the world. From his hospital bed after the bombing, he gave FBI agents a description of a man who turned out to be Jahar's older brother, Tamerlan. Tamerlan died during a shootout with police. Jack Lepiarz from member station WBUR was at federal court in Boston.
Bowman now has two prosthetics, both above the knee, and he approached the witness stand wearing shorts so you could see both of his prosthetics. And as he walked up, we had a view in the overflow room of Jahar Tsarnaev's face, and we saw Jahar Tsarnaev sort of watch Bowman as he went up to the witness stand, and there was no expression on Tsarnaev's face. Totally blank expression, his hand on his chin. He did not show any emotion.
Jack Lepiarz from member station WBUR reporting. The parents of an unarmed 18-year-old shot and killed by a police officer in Ferguson, Missouri last summer plan to sue the city for wrongful death. Michael Brown's family making the decision in response to the Justice Department's investigation, clearing Officer Darren Wilson in Brown's death. Family attorney Anthony Gray says Officer Wilson had a choice.
We plan to demonstrate in a court of law to reasonable-minded people that the choice to use deadly force was unreasonable and unnecessary under those circumstances.
Separately, the Justice Department released a report this week accusing the Ferguson Police Department of systematically targeting African Americans in the community. A major winter storm slammed the East Coast today, dumping several inches of snow in many states, causing travel problems, too. In Kentucky, hundreds of people were stranded on highways after parts of the state got around 20 inches of snow. The state's National Guard made emergency medical runs rescuing stranded drivers. In New York's flights resumed at LaGuardia Airport this afternoon. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the airport was closed for several hours after a plane skidded off a snowy runway this morning.
Delta Airlines flight 1086 slid off a freshly plowed runway at the edge of Flushing Bay. The flight was coming in from Atlanta. The incident forced more than 100 passengers and five crew members to evacuate the plane, according to Pat Foy of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
Happily, there are only minor injuries that have been reported.
Foy says the incident also caused the plane to leak fuel, which emergency crews stopped with foam. The National Transportation Safety Board has opened an investigation. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street was higher by the closing bell today. The Dow up 38 points to close at 18,135. The Nasdaq gained 15 points to close at 4982. The S&P 500 up 2. This is NPR. A large-scale test of an experimental Ebola vaccine will soon start in Guinea. The World Health Organization says this test will help determine how effective the vaccine could be in preventing future outbreaks. The WHO says the study will be focused on a part of the country with the most Ebola cases. A federal appeals court has tossed out a sweeping gag order in the criminal case stemming from a West Virginia mine disaster in 2010 that killed 29 people. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the ruling resulted from appeals filed by more than two dozen news organizations, including NPR.
The decision from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, unseals dozens of motions, exhibits, and other documents filed in the criminal prosecution of Don Blankenship, the former mining executive accused of conspiracy and securities fraud. The ruling also now makes it possible for attorneys, relatives of mine disaster victims, and anyone remotely associated with the case to speak publicly about it. They were silenced and all documents sealed in the gag order issued the day after Blankenship was indicted in November. U.S. District Judge Irene Berger had said the restrictions were necessary to protect Blankenship's right to a fair trial and unbiased jury. The appeals court ruled that the gag order was not justified. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The federal government says a new study shows there is little evidence of antibiotics in milk. The Food and Drug Administration study looked at nearly 2,000 dairy farms sampling raw milk, testing them for 31 drugs. The FDA says fewer than 1% of the total samples showed illegal drug residue. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.